Good morning, Hampshire. You're listening to Morning Sedition here on Yurt Radio. Today is Thursday, April 2nd, 2015. Second day of April. Spring is on its way. It's currently about 28 degrees and cloudy at 8:30 a.m. here in Amherst, Massachusetts. Today looks like it's going to be cloudy and then mostly sunny, with highs in the high 50s to low 60s. Spring's getting here, slowly but surely. There are lots of events going on campus today, but first it's time for today's holiday list. Today is Reconciliation Day. It's a special day to patch relationships and make amends. Today's also World Autism Day and Maundy Thursday. Today is International Children's Book Day, and what better place to celebrate than the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art right here on the Hampshire campus. Today is also National Ferret Day, so if any of you hampies out there have emotional support ferrets, or just a ferret that you smuggled into your room and are hiding from your RA, make sure you celebrate today with that ferret. And if you have a ferret at home that you are missing and it is missing you, be sure to call it or Skype it and wish it a happy National Ferret Day. Today is also National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, which I'm sure is a big holiday here at Hampshire because that's all most people eat in Saga. And finally, today is National Love Your Produce Manager Day. So don't forget to love your produce manager today and every day. So now on to today's events here at Hampshire College on Thursday, April 2nd. At 10 a.m., there is a visiting assistant professor of social entrepreneurship candidate seminar for the Hampshire community in FPH West Lecture Hall. Yes, so go to that, because I'm not saying that word again. Then at 1:30 p.m., there's Audrey Tanner, Dean of Enrollment and Retention, Candidate Community Presentation. Come have a Q&A session with Audrey Tanner, the candidate for the position of Dean of Enrollment and Retention. This is in the FPH Lounge from 1:30 to 2:30 today. Also at 1:30, there is an event from the Ask 2015 conference called The Secret Life of Racialized Homelessness, Debunking Myths About Homeless People of Color and the Systems That Place and Keep Them There. This is a workshop with Picture the Homeless, and it is open to people of color, homeless and formerly homeless people. This is from 1:30 to 3 p.m. today in the Prescott Tavern. At 3:30 p.m., there is a meet and greet with the Oprah candidate, Jeff Norbert. Students, faculty, and staff are encouraged to meet with Jeff Norbert, a finalist for the Director of Oprah position. Jeff is currently under the Director of Student Engagement at Loyola University in Maryland. This meet and greet session is open to all members of the campus community from 2:30 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. in the Merrill Living Room. It says it's 2:30, but it also says it's at 3:30. I don't know. Why don't you go hang out in the Merrill Living Room at 2:30 to 3:30, and then you'll find out when it is. If you're really excited about meeting Jeff Norbert, do that. Or you could probably call Oprah, and they could tell you. But I can't tell you. Also at 3:30, assuming the previous event is at 3:30, but who knows, There is a Div 2 and 3 workshop organizing and storing your research in Zotero. Are you making the Div 2 to Div 3 leap? Learn strategies for saving and organizing your research resources and drafts, and for backing up your work in progress. We'll discuss how you can effectively use Zotero, a citation management tool, and harness the power of its cite while you write function. That sounds really cool. That is today at 3:30 on the third floor of the library. Also at 3:30, but not in the library, in the Music and Dance Building Dance Studio, there's an event called Where is the Joy? With Joy Collective's Kara Lynch, Amy Jordan, Natalie Sowell, and Jola Branner. This is part of the ASK conference. This workshop is in response to student interest in healing, self-care, and self-defense as we confront racial, sexual, and gender violence in the Black community. Through call and response and collective voice, this workshop will embody joy in the African diaspora tradition. Wear comfortable clothes, shoes must be removed. When I first read that, I thought it said, wear comfortable shoes, clothes must be removed. That would be interesting, to say the least. But no, your clothes will stay on. I hope. So then at 4 p.m., there's a Navigating Study Abroad info session. It's never too early to start planning your time abroad. If you are thinking about working study abroad into your academic program at Hampshire, this information session will prepare you and guide you through the initial steps. Whether you want to study abroad for the semester or participate in a short-term field course in January or May, they will provide you with key details about all of your options. This is today at 4 p.m. in the Merrill Living Room. Also at 4 p.m., in the main lecture hall, there is the Eric N. Schockett Memorial Lecture by Trevor Scholes. This is the 8th annual Eric N. Schockett Memorial Lecture. I hope I'm saying that correctly. S-C-H. Shock, I guess. Shachok. Schockett Memorial Lecture on Class and Culture. Think Outside the Boss, Cooperative Alternatives for the Post-Internet Age by Trevor Scholes. Trevor Scholes is an author, educator, and associate professor for culture and media, and the chair of the Politics of Digital Culture conference series at the New School in New York City, among many other things. If you want to see what else he does, log in to your email and check your Student Daily Digest, or log on to the internet, because there is a lot of information about him. And there's a lot of information about many of these events, but I can't read it all. There's only so much time. At 5:30, there is an event for Maundy Thursday that is called What Would You Do on the Last Night of Your Life? This is Maundy Thursday foot washing, open table communion, and dinner, followed by other things that seem to get mixed together on the Daily Digest, so I couldn't quite understand. But there are lots of events going on for Maundy Thursday at 5:30 p.m. in the Spiritual Life Center. And if you want to find out about off-campus services for today and other events, check your Student Daily Digest and click on What Would You Do on the Last Night of Your Life, because there are links to many other services off-campus in the Pioneer Valley. At 6 p.m. in the Ash Auditorium, there is a lecture, I believe, called Biology, From the Unsocial to the Social Synthesis. This is sponsored by the Culture, Brain, and Development Program. There's a lot of information about this, but I'm not great at science, and I don't want to butcher anything here. But it is... Yeah, I can't tell you. But it's about biology and social synthesis and unsocial synthesis. And this is at 6 p.m. in the Ash Auditorium. And this talk is by Dr. Maurizio Meloni. If you want more information, check your Student Daily Digest. at 7 p.m. in Franklin Patterson Hall 108. There is Anarchism in Vermont and the Origins of America's First Red Scare. This is a talk on how a small Vermont town became a center of anarchist activism and why these anarchists turned towards bombings and assassinations in the 1910s. Hampshire grad Adam Quinn will discuss how a small New England town of stone workers transformed into a center of anarchist thought and cultural production, which would alter activist and police strategies for decades to come. That is a long sentence, but it sounds very interesting. So once again, that is an FPH 108 today at 7 p.m. At 7:30 in the main lecture hall in FPH, there is another event for the ASK conference called Voices from Inside, a reading of works created by previously incarcerated women. In this presentation, the audience will hear the voices of previously incarcerated women. The work represents creativity, persistence, sorrow, courage, and hope. Through the work and discussion, the audience will gain a better understanding of the factors leading to incarceration and the impact of incarceration on the lives of local women. That is 7:30 p.m. in the main lecture hall in FPH, and that is part of ASK 2015. Also at 7:30, there is a movie night at the Queer Community Alliance Center. Tonight's movie is Itty Bitty Titty Committee. This event is open to anyone that is respectful of the queer community. It happens every Thursday from 7:30 to 10 p.m. in the QCAC. There will be snacks this time, and anybody who comes gets to help pick the food and movie for next time. Sounds like fun. Then at 8 p.m., either in the West Lecture Hall or the East Lecture Hall, because it says both in the ad that I read, Sirius Cinema will be screening Micmacs, directed by Jean-Pierre Junot, on Thursday, April 2nd, today, in FPH, someplace, at 8 p.m. So, if you want to watch that, go to FPH and walk around. The synopsis of the movie is, Basil doesn't have much luck with weapons. The first made him an orphan, the second holds him on the brink of sudden, instant death. Released from the hospital after his accident, Basil is homeless. Luckily, he is taken in by a motley crew of junkyard dealers. The group's talents and aspirations are as surprising as they are diverse. Remington, Calculator, Buster, Slammer, Elastic Girl, Tiny Pete, and Mama Chow. Then one day, Basil recognizes the logos of the weapons manufacturers that caused all of his misfortune. He sets out to take revenge with the help of his faithful gang of wacky friends. The gang relives the battle of David and Goliath with all the imagination and fantasy of Buster Keaton. So if you are interested in Basil and his motley crew of friends fighting weapons manufacturers, go to the Sirius Cinema screening of Micmacs tonight at 8, someplace in FBH. At 8:30, there's an acoustic open mic. Small amps are fine, so if you want to perform and you need a small amp, bring your small amp. This is tonight and every Thursday at the Prescott Tavern from, it used to be 8, but I believe it was pushed back to 8:30, so people who have class can come, from 8:30 to 10:30. Sign-ups are first come, first serve, so get there early. Snacks and drinks will be provided. That's about it for today's events, but there are a lot of other events going on campus tomorrow and this weekend and the upcoming week. So be sure to check your Student Daily Digest and the intranet and listen to your radio tomorrow morning at 8:30 for Morning Sedition so you can get the rundown of what's going on campus. This is the part of Thursday's Morning Sedition where I would read you today's saga menu, but they have not updated their website yet, and some days they never do, but I'm sure you can expect lots of potatoes and rice and some kind of vegetable and french fries. So, yeah, that's what you can expect from Saga today and every day. So I'm going to close it off today with a fun fact of the day. Well, I don't know how fun it is, but it's a fact of the day that Taylor Swift was raised on a Christmas tree farm. So take all your preconceived notions of Taylor Swift and throw them out the door, because she was raised on a Christmas tree farm. I don't know if that matters, but that is my fact of the day. And you are listening to Morning Sedition here on Yurt Radio. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in later for a bunch of great shows that I should have told you, but I forgot to tell you. But check the Yurt website for the great shows that are going on today, because there are lots of great shows, including some folk music coming up for the next hour. So thanks for listening to today's Morning Sedition here on Yurt Radio.